And Awilawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. August 31st marks International Overdose Awareness Day. In Terrace, a gathering was held in George Little Park where people gathered to raise awareness and share personal stories of struggles, triumph, and loss of loved ones. CFNR was on location and later talked with William Morrison about his personal journey and how that has led him, along with his family, as outreach workers for not just the Nishkat Valley Health Authority, but also on a very personal level.
My name is William Morrison. I am a reach worker for Nishkat Valley Health Authority, but I am first and foremost a peer. I was there representing Nishkat Valley Health Authority, but I was helping out, working with Kermode here in ceremony with them for the week. My family and I, so my wife and I do a lot of it on our own time as well. You know, we go out into community in the nighttime on check days, especially just to make sure everything's okay and everyone's okay, you know. I come from a very checkered past. I was one of the drug dealers who was causing a lot of the harm out here in these streets. And, you know, I really didn't care about anyone except for myself until about 5 years ago when I began a journey to finding myself, to healing. And along that journey, I came to realize that I needed to give back, that we needed to give back. And, you know, a lot of these people out here, a lot of the people within my community who are suffering right now, you know, I basically handed them a lot of the bullets for that gun. And so right now, you know, my mission in life is to help them find a reason again. And, you know, and if that means being out there at midnight and just letting them know that they are loved, then that's what it takes, right? You know, like for me, it isn't about, you know, getting the world sober. For me, it's about the safety and the respect of our loved ones, because it's really, at this point, it's a human rights issue. It's so much more than the drugs. It's the fact that our government just doesn't seem to give a about our people who are dying every day, you know. And like it was just like I said, you know, when Prohibition came around, the government took those steps to safeguard the people. And they, you know, they began creating this safe supply for people to use. And so where are the drug users' rights? You know, where are the people's rights who choose to use substance? And for me, it's about, you know, showing people that compassion, showing them that love that unfortunately they don't have for themselves. Because, you know, as Indigenous people, we really, you know, grow up to not like who we are. And this is something that society puts on us. It's not even our parents' fault. This is things that we carry from residential school. Is this hate in our heart for ourselves? And, you know, for me, an elder told me a while back when I was beginning my journey that when I told him that I didn't give a what happened to me. And then he said, well, that's okay. I understand that. But you know what? I just need you to do, young man, is I need you to let us love you until you can find that love for yourself. Can you allow us to do that just for a couple of weeks? And if you still decide you don't want to be here, then we'll get you home. And so I said, sure. And this was when I was 14. And those words still ring in my head every time I see somebody who I care about, you know, living this life is, you know, we need to show them that love that they need to find for themselves. So, you know, it's about loving people until they can find the love that they need for themselves, because that's what saved me. You know, just like I said at that thing, the opposite of addiction is love and connection.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.